Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We early. You know what I'm saying? This is a Monday. We normally record verbal cardio on Tuesday. This is the second Monday in a row. I got to shoot something tomorrow. So I was like, all right, let me do another Monday verbal cardio. So sorry if I'm throwing y'all schedules off as far as, you know, when you take in your new podcast and such. I'm sorry if this conflicts with another show that you're watching live. I don't know what's going on, but I do know my co-host is in the building, man. My co-host is in the building, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I got the co-host with me, man, my companion, my life companion, that water, that H2O, man. Y'all better be making sure you're drinking enough of it, man. It's hot. It's hot across the... It's hot countrywide. I don't know if it's hot in San Francisco. I'm always looking at San Francisco's weather because, you know, Sincere lives there. So I kind of stalk where he lives. Let me tell you what's going on in San Francisco right now from a weather standpoint. Today is going to be a high of 70 in San Francisco. It's 69 degrees right now at 1:51 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The rest of the week, 71, 72, 67, 63, 62, 63, 63, 64, 60. What summer? San Francisco don't have no summertime? Never knew this. Now I'm really considering moving to San Francisco. I already like the city. The homelessness is crazy in San Fran. The prices is wild as hell. But with this, in late July, if this is what San Francisco is offering, listen, I might start looking at spots. Because this is my vibe right here. The 70s is my vibe. Just call me bell bottoms and afros up in here, man. The 70s is my vibe. From a weather standpoint, I want in on this. Matter of fact, I need to cuss Sincere out. I just need to cuss him out because this is vibrant. This is lucrative right here for my spirit, for my soul, for my scalp. Somebody said, come on down to San Diego. Well, let me see what San Diego is talking about. All right. Let's see what San Diego is bringing to that table from a weather. Ooh, oh. Hold on, San Diego. Wait a minute now. Hold on. San Diego is 76 right now, and that's the high. Tomorrow you got 79. It's going to be 81, 81, 81. Back down to the 70s. 77, 76, 77, 73, and 77. San Diego, you just put your hat in the ring. Now I'm conflicted. Now I'm torn. Now I got two butt cheeks, San Fran, San Diego, both with the sands in the front. Sands the hot ass temps. Now, I know San Diego does get hot. I know it ain't just all 70s all throughout. You're not slick, San Diego. But San Diego is mad attractive. It's beautiful. The food is good. The vibes is right. Cam is down there. It's close. I could take a train back and forth, up top, down here. San Diego, huh? Got some nice comedy spots out there. Low key, I feel like they got more actual comedy clubs than San Francisco. I could be wrong. I know, you know, San Fran got Cobbs. There's a Punchline in San Fran. There might be another spot, but I know San Diego got several comedy clubs. They got a comedy store in La Jolla, which I will be performing at in October for a weekend. San Diego, you just threw your hat in the ring. Now I'm conflicted. Now I'm confused. Now I don't know what's going on. Now I don't know whose booty cheeks to be holding. I don't know what's happening. I'm lost. I'm at a loss. So now I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Shout out to SWV. They was confused. They didn't know what they was going to do. If you don't get the reference, then, you know, say, I'm so into you. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, it's got me so confused. I don't know what. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to the patron saints, man. Shout out to the patron saints in here. Zane, Zakia, Sarita, Miranda, Candy Cammy, New Growth, Miss Ree Renee, Makiba, Terrence C, QDB, Heavy B, Christina Williams, Chloe Franklin, Kobe McGuire, Alaris, I hope I said that right. You know what I'm saying? Shayla, Alan Warren, MP Trooper, you know what I'm saying? KC, Juanita, Chef Matt Owens, Tanya R, Dwayne T, Carla Renee, AJ, you know what I'm saying? Sharon McD, Devin Kite, CJ, Tinkerbell. So they really had this thing about Tinkerbell, taking Tinkerbell out of the Disney lineup. Is that really a thing? Like, they really trying to get rid of Tinkerbell? Because why? What's wrong with Tinkerbell? Like, what she do? Like, Pepe Le Pew, I get it. He's problematic at this day and age. And, you know, he's very, like, sexual assaulty. I get it with Pepe Le Pew, man. He's all over this woman. He not taking no for an answer. You know, he's just super aggressive. Like, if he was on the streets, he would have cases. He would have charges. You know, he would be getting canceled. He would probably be losing work. You know, there's all kind of issues with Pepe Le Pew's behavior. So I get that. But let me just double check on Tinkerbell and make sure I'm not tripping. And making sure that they're not trying to get rid of Tinkerbell. Because if so, okay, all right, so we got a fact check. We got a fact check. Disney did not cancel Tinkerbell. Here's why people keep sharing this false rumor. Okay. So Tinkerbell is good. She's in good standing. In May 2024, online users shared a false rumor claiming Disney canceled the Peter Pan fictional character Tinkerbell, with some people blaming the alleged move on politically based woke culture. Some posts cited a bit of purported news saying Disney recently removed meet and greet signage for the Tinkerbell costume character from the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. In a smaller secondary claim, users also reposted a quote purportedly sourced from an unnamed Disney representative, only referenced as a Disney rep, saying the company planned to redesign Tinkerbell's theme park character for modern audiences, quote unquote, due to her problematic image. The quote contains several errors in grammar. Tinkerbell, unfortunately, this is the quote, unfortunately has become a problematic image for our guests, specifically young girls, specifically in terms of the portrayal of an unrealistic body image as well as dependency of approval and or attention from Peter Pan as seen in previous incarnations of the character. We feel these traits are no longer representative of our inclusive focus values, and thus are currently in process of redesigning an updated Tinkerbell for modern audiences. But the rumor that Disney canceled Tinkerbell was false. I was about to say, I was like, man, what's wrong with Tinkerbell's image, man? Because I saw that and I was pissed. I was like, wait a minute, you can't get rid of Tinkerbell, you know what I'm saying? What image? She's a fairy. First and foremost, she's a fairy. We need to be lucky she not butt-ass naked. Because I feel like fairies would be butt-ass naked if they really existed. I just feel like they wouldn't be pressed with clothes. And what clothes is going to fit? They little. They miniature. They flying around. They got wings. Every creature I know that has wings be butt-ass naked. They might have some feathers. They might have some fur. But they not wearing no outfits. Unless humans stick their little creepy paws up in the mix and put an outfit on birds or something like that. But as far as I know, fairies is butt-ass naked. That's first and foremost. Y'all remember that hoax of an image back in the, like, back in the day, like, super black and white photo image where it's supposed to be, like, real fairies? And I was like, yo, we really got fairies out here. I think they was naked. I can't remember, but you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, leave Tinkerbell alone, man. I'm glad it's false. Because I was about to be pissed. I'm like, enough is enough. What body image? Tinkerbell is just petite. She's little. She's small. Petite women exist. They out here. They are valued members of society. Just because a woman is small, petite, genetically, they shouldn't be faulted for that. They have a place in culture, in society, in entertainment. You know, there should be a variety of visuals when it comes to men and women in entertainment. Fat, skinny, muscular, thin, frail, robust, thick, thin. Everybody should have a representation. Because when you look out in the world, when you go out in the streets, when you go to Target right now, when you go to the gas station, when you hit the block, you are going to get an assortment of bodily visuals, different shapes, different sizes. That's what the world is, man. We different. Now, mind you, with some of these surgeries, we all starting to look the same. People buying the same titties, the same booties, the same lips, the same everything. We starting to look like we coming off the assembly line. We starting to look like just, you know, a regular day at Ford Motors. But naturally, we just out here looking different. And that's okay. And it's good and it's valid. And you're going to like what you're going to like. And you're going to feel what you're going to feel visually. You're going to be like, hey, I like what I see. Or you're going to be like, yeah, it's not really my cup of tea. And that's fine, too. All right? Shout out to the petite, the Tinkerbell women out here, man. Y'all are valued members of society. You're valid with your little small self. And it's okay to be little and small. All right? It's okay. We out here. Pretty wings, man. Shout out to Maxwell, man. Side note, they left Maxwell off that R&B list that Forbes created. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't know the parameters of the R&B list that they created, Forbes. Erykah Badu was number one. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at a lot of people that was on the list. But no Maxwell? Where Maxwell at? Matter of fact, let me read y'all the list, okay? I'm going to read y'all the Forbes list. Forbes top 25 R&B. R&B artists. Now, I don't know if you know what? I'm going to do it on the computer. Because I don't know what my phone be doing. Like, whenever I go to websites, there's always an error. Like, when I'm scrolling through a website post, it'd be like, error. And then it'll just go black. And it's super annoying. Okay, here's their list, y'all. Now, let me see what the parameters are before I begin. Okay, Forbes created top R&B artists. The combination of rhythm and blues spurred the development of the culture and genre that is R&B, originated by black artists, marketed to marginalized communities by the music industry machine. R&B began in the 1940s with the term coined by Jerry Wexler of Billboard magazine in 1948. While R&B exists in its own category, many have been introduced to the genre and sound through other types of music like hip-hop, rap, soul, rock, and even some forms of disco. The R&B sound is known for the vocal talents with well-known artists who pioneered the genre at its height in the late 90s and early 2000s like Erykah Badu, Usher, Sade, Mariah Carey. To those who laid the groundwork for the R&B sound many people know and love now like Al Green, Anita Baker, Aaron Neville, who sang about love and lust with intention and truly unique vocal stylings. The top R&B artists. The following 25 artists are a mere snapshot of the vast talent pool that exists across the genre and across generations, featuring artists who have defined new R&B sounds like Erykah Badu, SZA, D'Angelo, SWV, and with R&B as the foundation, and others who've flown a little more under the mainstream radar like Escape, Brownstone, and Dwele. I listened, researched, interviewed, and followed internet threads to see which R&B artists, which R&B fans celebrate. This is a subjective list with plenty of room for others depending on your individual taste, background, and entry year into R&B. All of the artists here and on your personally curated list are worth a listen. All right. So, number 25. Is Cleo Soul. British singer Cleo Soul is of the new school of R&B greats with a uniquely smooth and soulful voice that can be heard on features with Forbes 30 and Under alumni Lil Sims and a wildly viral experimental band Salt, pulling in inspiration from Erykah Badu, Stevie Wonder, and Jill Scott. Soul's sound is angelic and memorable. So Cleo Soul is coming in at 25. If you haven't heard of Cleo Soul, she sounds good. She's on the newer side of things, but from what I've heard of her, she's quality. But before I continue this list, I got to pay the bills up in here, man. I got to pay the bills. You feel me? And if you want to learn how to sing, you know, if you want to be like, yo, man, I want to start singing up in here, you can get masterclass. You can take a master class with vocalists out here. Let's say you were into music, right? Let's say music is your thing. You want to do singing and songwriting. You can take a master class from Christina Aguilera. You can take a master class from John Legend. You can take a master class from Alicia Keys. Let's say, and if you want to go for the gusto, you could take a master class from Mariah Carey. It don't even have to be R&B. It could be country music. You can take a master class with Reba McEntire. First of all, I like that name. Reba McEntire's name just sounds like country music. Reba McEntire. It's that McEntire. It's that McEntire at the end, man. That's country. You can taste the fried chicken on that McEntire. You can smell the leather seats on that tractor you're sitting on. That John Deere tractor you're sitting on, that's that McEntire leather. Reba McEntire. You can take a master class with Nas, St. Vincent, Metallica. They got some classes for you, man. Master class is here. Whatever you into, whatever you want to learn about, whatever you want to tap into, Who better than to take a master class from Grace like that? Christina? John Legend? Mariah Carey? Alicia Keys? Man, come on, man. McEntire? Nas? If you want to talk about storytelling, who better than Nas? Come on, man. Master class is out here, man. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor, and you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Right? If you busy out here, you running errands, you living your life, you getting stuff handled, man, you can do it just on the audio tip. Build your confidence through humor with Icons, Kevin Hart. You can use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler, or you can turn your passion into achievements with the cultural icon, Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of the members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. Why not just watch it? Like I said all the time, I'll be watching Aaron Franklin just making barbecue. I'm not going to be cooking barbecue. I'm not. I am not about to cook no barbecue, but I tell you what, I'll be watching his masterclass because it's just so, it's so much information. I like attaining new information while also, you know, being interested in what's going on and just learning new things and just like, and I really like watching people live in their passions. That's another thing like I'm drawn to. Like people are really passionate about what they do and they're teaching a class on it. So it hits a little harder. You know what I mean? Like, because we all know teachers were passionate about teaching, but sometimes you just, there was like a disconnect. Sometimes some of your teachers, you just felt like it was just a job to them, or they was just phoning it in, and it was, or they didn't really care about that particular topic at that time. But we all know those teachers, those good ones. Well, when they were teaching you, you knew it was some passion on it. They was like, man, you really love math, don't you? You're goddamn right. And that's what you get with masterclasses, man. These people are, this is their livelihood. This is their career. This is why we know them. So the passion is there. So it's a good listen. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/verbal. That's masterclass.com/verbal. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/verbal. Don't forget to throw that verbal in there. Let people know. Let people know that my ads are making a difference. Let Masterclass know, like, man, Tony brought us over here. Let them know. So they can keep coming to me to do the ads, man. You know what I'm saying? Paying the bills, if you will. Anyway. Let me read the rest of the list for y'all. I'm not gonna do the caption on everybody, but 25 is Cleo Soul. 24 is Dwelle. I was hoping we could find a way. I was hoping we could find a way. Again today, yeah. Been some time since you and I. It wouldn't hurt to try to find our love. I like Dwelle. So Dwelle is 24. 23, Escape. Just kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Party on down to the Escape beat. Just kicking. Number 22, Flowetry. For me. All you gotta do is say yes. I wish they was together still, low key. I like Flowetry together. I wish they was still together. I bought their first two albums, and Marsha just put out a dope project recently that I listened to. I gave it a once over. I liked it. I just didn't return back to it because I kind of forgot about it, but it's still good. You should check it out. Number 21, Keith Sweat.
Baby, baby, I know. You did me wrong.
And I thought we were really dead.
I thought we were down. Yeah, you love me, girl. Ooh, make up your mind.
Keith Sweat definitely had his own sound, but regardless, he has some bangers. Make It Last Forever. Make It Last Forever is my joint. So Keith Sweat, number 21. Number 20, Brownstone. Say it. Do it. Show it. Prove it. Why are they so aggressive on that? Brownstone is number 20. You know, they were singing. You know what I'm saying? They were singing. I like their cover of I Can't Tell You Why. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why. That was a good cover they did. Number 19, Tina Turner, the queen of rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? What's love got to do? Got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can't be broken? Whoa. Oh, yeah. No, got to do with it. That was really my, when I first took in Tina Turner for real, What's Love Got to Do with It. That's when I fully took in, as a kid, Tina Turner. I probably heard her songs before then. You know, my mom might have been playing it or whatever. But when I took her in, it was that video, What's Love Got to Do with It, her walking down the street, her look, the hair was big, and she was walking. That was like, oh, Tina Turner, how you doing? I'm Tony Baker. That was my moment. We all have those moments where, you know, the artist really registers with us for real, and that was my moment with Tina Turner. So Tina Turner's number 19 on this list. Number 18, SWV. Speaking of the devil, I was just talking about them. I'm so into you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You got me so confused. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. My favorite SWV song is actually Rain. Rain down on me. Let your love just fall like rain. Just rain on me. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I never liked the song Downtown. Never liked the song Downtown. No disrespect to SWV. I just never liked Downtown.
You gotta go downtown.
It was just the way they said Downtown. I didn't like it.
I didn't like the way they said Downtown in the song. Yeah, 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 Downtown.
I was like, nah, man, watch out, man. I'm not feeling how you're saying it to me. So I never liked Downtown. Number 17, Aaron Neville.
Tell it like it is. Don't be afraid.
He's got a very unique sound.
Everybody plays a fool. Listen, baby. It may be factual, it may be cruel. I'm not lying.
Aaron Neville. Number 16. In Vogue.
In Vogue. No, you're never gonna get it. Not this time. Never ever gonna get it.
I feel like, and I say this and I stand on this. I feel like In Vogue is the most stacked R&B group vocally. And not only that, and I don't want to disrespect other R&B groups that have multiple singers that could, but what I liked about In Vogue is that they distributed the leads throughout all of their hit singles. They knew how to distribute who's taking the lead up in here. Ain't no lightweight in Vogue. First song I heard of theirs, the debut song that I heard, Hold On To Your Love, right? Hold On To Your Love. Terry opens it up with the rendition of the Jackson 5 song. So I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, and she was killing that part. Terry was killing the little intro. Then we go into the actual song and Cindy is singing the lead on Hold On. So then when we go to the other singles, Dawn might be singing lead or Maxine might take the lead. So it was just like, yo, man, who the lead singing this more? They all was shouting. They all was singing up in there. And I feel like this is a group where they truly distributed the vocal wealth like no other. I can't think of another group that was passing the mic as much as En Vogue was. And they're just amazing. Number 15 is John Legend. I was listening to John Legend on the way over here. Let's get lifted. Lifted. Let's get lifted. That's my favorite John Legend song. Let's get lifted. Let's get lifted is my favorite John Legend song, hands down. That's the one I listen to the most often. That's the one I always come back to. I got something new for you. In case you don't know what to do. That John Legend. John Legend's debut album? Yeah. John Legend's debut album is fire. Fire. So John Legend, I like that he's on here. Number 14. It's funny. John Legend is at number 15. He has a little interlude on there called Angel. You're my angel. With Stacey Barth that I always listen to. It's funny that number 14 is Anita Baker, who sang the song Angel that they did an interlude to on their John Legend album. Anita Baker's number 14. And y'all know how I feel about Anita Baker. You bring me joy. Don't go. Anyway, man, Anita Baker, I can't say enough about Anita Baker. I feel like Rapture is one of the best things sonically ever created. I feel like Rapture should just be whatever hall of fame, whatever shrine we can throw that up in. Anita Baker's my aunt. Yes, she's cranky. Yes, she's mean. Yes, she is a mess. But sonically, what she has given us throughout her career, just the Rapture album alone, I ain't even tapping into the giving you the best that I got, you know what I'm saying? And the compositions, I ain't even tapping to them waters. I ain't even hit you with the rhythm of love. I'm just talking just Rapture alone. Man, come on, man. That Rapture album is incredible, man. The Rapture album, you got to deliver to Alien Life. That should be in the Alien Life package. If you want to give aliens something that represents humanity and you got a little package you put together of music, Rapture needs to be in that. I need aliens to be like, you know what I'm saying? I need them to be listening to Caught Up in the Rapture of Love. Nothing else can compare. And I need they big eyeballs to just be sitting there taking it like, yes, we like this. I don't know how they're going to be talking. I don't know why I got them talking like cone heads, but listen, it needs to be in the package. All right. First of all, I got to pay another ad. Hold on. I got to pay another bill. Speaking of payments, waiting on payday sucks. Waiting on payday sucks. You feel me? Like when you just waiting, when you counting the days to your next paycheck, when the clock is ticking slow, you like, hey man, I got stuff going on. I need the money, Frankie. Earning can help you with that. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. I don't know what I just said. Bi-weekly? Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, okay? So watch your payday. The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earning. Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period, bi-weekly. I like that name, bi-weekly. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. That's fire. I wish when I was running things at Dairy Queen that I wish this was an option for me. When I was working that drive-thru like no other, when I was the king of the blizzards, when I was making them banana splits, lickety-split, man, watch out. I was legendary at Dairy Queen. Oh, legendary. queen. I'm here all week. This would have been fire, man, because everything comes up, man. Car troubles, you know what I'm saying? Medical issues. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, some street toughs just want their piece of the pie. They be like, hey, man, give me $100. Hey, man, I ain't got it. Well, you got something. And then you give it to them. You gonna need earning to come through to help patch up that little leak that you just had in your finances. Because the street toughs rolled up and was like, I want my percentage. Give it up. And then you're like, here, man, take everything I have. And you had like $75 on you. But that $75 was hurting. So now Ernie can come through and be like, man, we got you. And they robbed you. They robbed you on payday. As soon as you cashed your little check and you paid your little bills, they was like, hey, give it up. Give me $100 right here, right now. I'll cut you deep. And he was like, man, here, man, take everything, man. It's $82. Earning has got your back on that. Make earning a part of your financial routine. Enjoy earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, you know, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. You can't beat that, man. You can't beat it. So download Earning the Day, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Type in Verbal Cardio under podcast. Don't forget, man. Don't forget to type that in, man. That's key. Don't just be out here getting the stuff and I told you about it on Verbal Cardio and you forget to put it in. Now they're like, man, Tony's ass ain't even doing the trick because you forgot to, you know what I'm saying? You forgot to do that. So now when you download the Earning app, again, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast. When you sign up, it'll help the show, Verbal Cardio under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company. They are not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC, man. Get in on that earning, man. Get in on that earning, man. It's a good time. It's a good time. All right, let me speed up this list so it don't take up the whole episode. All right? So I'm not going to be giving you a song per artist like I was doing. I was just trying to be cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, Tony really knows his music, huh? Number 13, Al Green. Now stay together. I'm singing the song every time I mention the artist, man. Forget this. Brandy is number 12. You know what I'm saying? Friends may come and friends may go. Because I'm your sister. My favorite Brandy song of all time is Almost Doesn't Count. Almost doesn't count. I can't keep on. I hear a no, never really sure. And all that I can give you is what you came here for. I can't help but sing. 11, Jill Scott. We at the family reunion. Telling jokes and playing spades. Uncle Dave is on the barbecue grill. Grandma talking about the, what did she make? The blanket she made for the new baby on her way. Even though the daddy ain't really ready, this child is coming anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jill Scott is phenomenal. Love Jill Scott. She's number 11. Mariah Carey, number 10. All right. You got to put Mariah in here. One Sweet Day, man. You'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on. Number 9, TLC. Baby, it's yours, all yours. If you want it tonight, I give you the red light special all through the night. You know what my favorite TLC song is? Let's Take Our Time, Babe. It's not even a single. Love is forever, over and over. We'll love together. Oh, oh. Number eight, Usher. We got Usher Raymond at number eight. You feeling it in your body? Somebody who changed the way. Like hanging with your crew. All right, let me send this text out. Number seven. Aaliyah. My favorite Aaliyah song is the At Your Best remix. At Your Best, You Are Alone. Number six, Frank Ocean. You know what song, you know what Frank Ocean song I sing the most? Forrest Gump, you blow my mind, boy. I always sing that one. That's always the one I think about when I think about Frank Ocean. Because I don't really listen to a ton of Frank Ocean. But I respect him. I like him. You know what I'm saying? But I don't rotate Frank Ocean a ton. You know what I mean? Number five, SZA. Y'all know I'm always singing SZA. Man, I'm SZA. I'm SZA McGee. I might as well change my last name to SZA at this point. Tony SZA. Much as I listen to that girl right there. You know what I'm saying? Normal girl. How. I wish I was a normal girl. She is currently the queen of R&B right now. If you want to talk about what's real, if you want to talk about numbers, ain't nobody even coming close to that girl. Number four, I like how these two artists is back to back because I love them both. One in the new, one in the all time. Sade, y'all already know. Beyonce, is she the queen of R&B? I feel like Beyonce has transcended the genre. I feel like Sade is, and she's in other realms a lot now. Like I feel like Beyonce has now just transcended into pop. Yeah, pop. When I think of Beyonce, I no longer just think of R&B anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. Anyway, Sade is number four. Sade is my favorite music artist, band of all time. You know what I'm saying? When I was led to you. She's everything. She's my favorite. So, of course, Sade. If this was my personal list, Sade is number one for me. Number three, Mary J. Blige. Life can be only what you make it. When you're feeling down, you should never fake it. Number two, Michael Archer, a.k.a. D'Angelo. D'Angelo is number two. I'm going to be honest with y'all. The Voodoo album. I don't be sitting in the Voodoo album a lot. I don't be sitting in that Voodoo album. I come in there and get Send It On, Untitled, maybe a couple more tracks, and then I just dip off. I respect the musicianship of Voodoo. It's a pot of musical gumbo. But I don't really be eating gumbo like that. Never did. I respect it. But for me, his album is Brown Sugar, man. That Brown Sugar album. That to me is prime D'Angelo in terms of just me putting on the album and letting it rock out. Brown Sugar is the one. For me, but I respect Voodoo, but that Brown Sugar was hitting different. Voodoo was a little too thick sonically for your boy. But I 100% respect the shit out of D'Angelo. He is phenomenal. And I like that. I like that third album he put out that took us centuries to get. I like that album too. And number one, as we already, you know, spoiled, Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu is, I love Erykah Badu. You know what I'm saying? Baduism, the live album, Mama's Gun. Mama's Gun and Baduism, those two back-to-backs. And that one she put out, that little project EP, where I can make you put your phone down and what's your phone number on there? I love that little project. That's my third favorite Erykah Badu release. That little put your phone down, whatever that project was. And she had that duet with Andre 3000 on there too. That project was fire. I'm not mad at Erykah Badu sitting right here looking us dead in the soul with them eyes of hers. So that's the list, y'all. That's the list. So I'm pretty sure y'all are like, where's Whitney? Where's Beyonce? Where's, you know, the usual suspects? But I feel like they just transcended into, that's what I'm saying. The biggest upset for me is that Maxwell is not on this list. I can't believe Maxwell isn't. Maxwell is R&B. So I'm like, but there's a ton of other artists I feel like, you know, should be on this list. Where's Babyface? Exactly. Where is Babyface? Where Babyface at? All that stuff he has made himself and what he has produced and written. Come on. Come on. What the hell is Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, man? I got questions. Pure R&B. Is this an all-time list? Because if it's all-time, my number one is goddamn Marvin Gaye. If we just talking R&B, where Marvin Gaye at? That's who, when, where, how? Where Marvin Gaye? Come on, we got to revisit, man. We got to restructure and resettle. We got to restructure and resettle, man. Look out. Watch out. Hold on. So, in the news, man, we know Joe Biden was like, man, I'm getting the fuck up out of Dodge. Fuck this, man. I ain't running no more. And we knew, I mean, you know, he was tired. He running on empty. Joe Biden got 10 miles left in his tank. But his destination was still 70 miles up the road. He got 10 miles left. He was like, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and pull over. He 81. Niggas, these cats is old, man. They old. Trump old, too. He's 78. Old. Well, not, no disrespect. No disrespect to people that are listening that are in their 70s and 80s. No, you're not old. But run the country old. I don't want to offend, but just in the 70s, when you in your 70s, as a man, now if it was a woman in her 70s, I'd be looking at it a little bit differently. I'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Women out here, they still a little sharper around the 70s. But men, we hanging on by a thread. Especially depending on diet, lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like, so 78, man, you need to be sitting down. Sit down. Sit down. So now, you know what I'm saying, he endorsed Kamala Harris. And I just feel like this, for me personally, and you know, whatever I say in the comment section or whatever I say on the post when it comes to politics, they're going to throw me on the grill. They're going to be mad because, you know, they disagree with whatever I say, so they're going to throw me on the grill. I'm going to be grilled evenly on both sides. I'm going to be seasoned with lemon pepper, a little rub. They just going to throw me on the grill. And I said this in the comment section. I was like, yo, in a debate, Kamala Harris is gonna grill Donald Trump. She gonna throw his ass on the grill. People are like, hey, what are you talking about? No, she can't. No, she can't. This woman. Do you know what she did as a career? That's the biggest controversy with her. What she did as a career. She's a district attorney. You think an attorney don't know how to debate? You think attorneys don't know how to argue? That's what the fuck they signed up for as a career. How do you figure she would lose a debate to random ass jumbling, rambling, scrambling, making shit up Donald Trump? He just be up there just rambling. He off script. And that's when I just, you know, I already knew this. I already knew that people were delusional. But I was just like, y'all super delusional. Y'all really think Trump out here killing debates? Who? It's scary, man. It's scary how blind people are to just like the ridiculousness of this man. And they asking me, they really asking me in the comment section, like, what don't you like about Trump? I'm like, is this a serious question? You asking me what I don't like about Trump with a serious face? You trying to piece together why I don't like this man? Him? The hard part is finding stuff that you do like about a person like this. My nose would start bleeding if I sat and was just like, what do I like about Donald Trump? My nose would bleed. I'd be sitting there looking at a blank sheet. When you really ask him with a straight face, why don't you like him? Prove to us why you don't like this man. The proof is in the goddamn pudding. Just listen to him. That's all you got to do. Just listen to him. And the stuff that they want to put in place come on, man. Anyway, I don't want to do politics again on Verbal Cardio, man, because... Oh, I'm dead inside. So now we got a woman of color against Donald Trump. So it's just going to be, the horse shit is going to reign supreme. People already got issues with women, right? Even though Hillary got the popular vote in that initial election. But people, they just don't like women. Now, women outnumber us. So I'm thinking like, come on, women. Ladies get together, but y'all gonna fumble the ball. Women fumbled the ball before with Hillary. Women gonna fumble the ball again. So now you add to that a woman of color, regardless of whether you be like, she ain't black, she ain't claiming back, she's still a woman of color. When you look that woman in the face, that is a woman of color. Whether you agree with her career tactics or not, whether you agree with, she ain't owning the blackness, whatever the fuck, that's still a woman of color when you look at her. And people are going to be like, Trump, I just can't. Oh, these times we living in, y'all. These times we living in, shorty. And then another thing I said in the comment section, I was just like, well, I live in California, so she's going to win here regardless. She's going to win here. California is a blue state. She's winning here. So it's, you know, I don't live in the swing state. And people just like, I'm like, do y'all not pay attention to politics and elections? Do y'all not know this? Just the thick headedness in comment sections is incredible. I just be like, wow, y'all really be just, and the smart assery and the way they talk to people, the keyboard courage. You know what I'm saying? The headset hubris is just crazy. There's no way you talking to me like this in person, fierce to fierce. You're not doing it. The way you talk to me on your fingertips, that's not how you would talk to me in person, fierce to fierce. And if you did talk to me like that in person, you would have to be willing to scuffle it up, whether you win or lose. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying I'm whooping ass out here. I could easily take a loss. What? I could easily take a win. And if I catch you with a good one, I got big ass hands, y'all. I can slap the shit out of you. But You know what I'm saying? Everybody's tough and smart mouthed out here. You know what I'm saying? Super disrespectful. So it's just like, wow. These are the times we live in, man. And it's sad. It's sad, scary, treacherous. Jesse says, slap me? Damn. That's wild. Speaking of me. So a couple episodes ago, I don't think it was the last episode, the episode before, when I was like, I don't know what my type is, right? We were trying to figure out my type or whatever, you know. And Sabrina actually hit me up with the hard-hitting truths about what my type is. Because, you know, that one person was like, I've decided Tony don't like dark. He only like light-skinned, racially ambiguous. And I was just like, I don't know what my type is. So I'm going to tell y'all what Sabrina sent to me. She was like, man, this is your type. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right. Wait, hold on. Let me find it. Damn it, I just lost it. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me find it. All right, here we go. Oh, wait, I just lost it again. Hold on. All right, and I quote. And I quote. Tony, sir, all this presence, all this preference talk, you, this is all caps right here. You like energy. That's what she said. You like kind-hearted, goofy, open-minded. Talk about energy, all caps again on the energy. Because even people you meet regularly, if their energy sucks, you not with it. And I was like, you're not wrong. So it's heightened when it comes to attraction. Yeah, she pretty, but she's mean, rude, et cetera, et cetera. That shit will have you Fred Durst out here, Limp Bizkit. I was like, yeah, my coochie has dried up on many an energy take-in. And then she said, they have to have that sense of wonder and imagination because your inner child is very much alive, not an insane ego, determined, focused, but chill when necessary. She's like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing. But visually, you like a hodgepodge. And I was just like, oh, you spitting bars. So that's what it is, y'all. I'm very much energy-based. There's a visual component now. Don't get me wrong. I like beauty. But the beauty alone is not enough for me. So she's right. I do have a hodgepodge of taste visually. Like I like a variety. But if that energy ain't hitting on nothing, or those characteristics, then I'm out, man. I'm out. So that's my type. Good energy, kind-hearted, you know what I'm saying? She nailed it, though. She nailed it. Kind-hearted, goofy, open-minded. A sense of wonder and imagination because my inner child is alive. Not an insane ego. I'm not attracted to that. Determined and focused. I like that. But chill when necessary. That all day. So that's what it is. That's what it is, shout it. And energy is important, man. Like, even beyond the romantic space for me, like, energy is very important. Because if the energy ain't hitting on nothing, I'm energy McGee. I ain't like the energy. I know when your energy's off. I know it's just, energy is everything, man. That's why I'll be looking at people like in the dating space or the friendship space, and I'll be like, why you be putting up with that type of energy? Like, you don't see the energy? Like, what? Why are you still around? Why are you still latching on to that person? So, I'm very energy-based. I'm always talking about energy. And like, man, they got a good energy. Tony's got the lady saying, what's up with tonight? But yeah, so But there is a, you know, very much a visual component to me. Like, you know, I like beautiful things. And I'll be like, man, you know what I'm saying? But then from there, because I'm telling you, man, like I've interacted with beautiful women and the energy be trash. And I just be like, I lose interest. Coochie dried the hell up. Corduroy coochie after that for me. Shriveled. Because the energy was trash. And I was just like, man, you beautiful, but nah. And it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I get turned off like that. You know that snake? I get turned off like that. I'll be like, nah. I remember I went to, and this wasn't even a date. This was just like, we just ended up going to a restaurant together. This was a comedian who's, you know, she's famous. This is back in the day before the fame, though. Well, no, wait, was it? I don't know. Anyway, she was rude to the server. And I was just like, coochie dried up. And I ain't even been able to shake that ever since. I'm just like, ah. You was rude to the server, man. I can't unsee it. Mm-mm. Nah. I'm very much attracted to manners and, you know, being polite and respectful. That, I love that. That's, I like to see and hear that. I'm like, oh, look at you being nice and polite and respectful. Hell yeah. Also, there was something else I wanted to talk about too, is that, so I don't know if y'all follow Indescribable, a.k.a. Tiny, a.k.a. Geraldine Lake. She, her Instagram is Indesk Rib. E-able, indescribable, right? She had a post about a man opening the doors for her, right? And so, you know, this has been getting reposted and stuff like that. Now, she's saying that in the video, she's saying that she got a platonic homeboy. And they was, you know, running around throughout the day. About a third, like, you know, mission right there. She was like, you don't open the door for a woman? And he was like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? You the homie. So she just posted that. So it brought up, you know, a debate, like a discussion. Like, so is it just romantic to open the door, the car doors for a woman? And for me, and I know dudes is going to be like, oh, Tony being homo simp out here. For me, I open the car door for women. Regardless of romance, I open the door for my mama, my aunt, my cousin, my niece, a woman I'm trying to date, or a woman I'm beating the cheeks on, whatever. I'm opening the door. That's just what I do. It's just a courtesy that I live by. And it doesn't cost me anything. It's not time consuming. It's not annoying. It's just I got you. I will open your car door. Now the opening of the car door, once we arrive at the location, that could go either way. I'm not always in that frame of thinking, but like if you still sitting in the car, by the time I get out, I'll go over there and open the door. But it's not like a given to where, all right, I'm gonna open the door so you can get out. But I do it on occasion. But definitely when we're getting into the vehicle, I'm gonna open the door for you and I'm gonna close it for you. I used to do it all the time, even when me and Sabrina would hang out with a friend. Like if she had like a girlfriend with her, or like, you know, another woman with her hanging out, whatever, I'm getting both the doors. I'm getting her door and the other girl's door, and I'm sealing them both up in there. I do that, like even with like people I know now. If I walk you to the car, I'm opening your door. I'm closing you up in there. I'm if it's multiple, I'm getting as many doors as I can. That's just how I was raised, and it's just, you know, but it cost me nothing. And, you know, that's just how I roll. Now, you know, some dudes is like, nah, we homies, man. You got the door yourself. And some women even think like that. Nah, we homies. You ain't got to get my door. And it's not about really, you know, that's just something that I do. It's just something that I do. I walk on the street side of the sidewalk when I'm with a woman, whether it's romantic or not. That's just what I do. So, but it's just how I move. It's just programmed, and it's not an issue for me. But I will say this though. If you sit up there and say something about it, you ain't gonna open my door. I will never open your door again. You ain't gonna tell me what to do though. So if you give me attitude on it out the gate before I even had a chance to even do what I normally do, you fucked up the energy. The gear has shifted. Nah, I'm not opening the door. You got it. You grown. You can call it petty, whatever. I was gonna get you anyway, but now you done fucked up. You done fucked up the money. Now you done ruined everything. So that's just me. You shouldn't have said shit. I was gonna get you, but now you out here trying to boss me up. Nah. We not doing that. Don't tell me what to do. But I just thought that was an interesting, like, discussion piece right there. And I know dudes gonna be like, man, you simping, man. You simping, man. They can get their own dough, man. You out here simping, dog. You trying to, but my actions speak for themselves. Check my record. Check my resume. Ask my mom. Ask my niece. You know what I'm saying? I'm opening the door. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing to me, man. It ain't no big deal. Let me get the door for you. I got you, man. Let me seal you up in there. Make sure you feed in. You feed in. Good. Cack. Then I close the door. And I ain't gonna rush. I ain't gonna smash your toes up in the door either. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let your toes get in there safely. And then cack. I'm gonna close the door. It's nothing. Anyway, I just want to get that off my nipples real quick and contribute to that conversation. Finally, I'm not going to do another memory lane segment on this episode. I'm going to probably do it on the next one. I got the year in mind. Man, I might as well do it. Shoot, I'll do it, man. The memory lane segment, man. We doing it again. 1996, right? 1996. Now, the reason I'm doing 1996, I saw the movie Twisters this past weekend, which is a sequel to the movie Twister that came out with Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt. That came out in 1996. So I was like, hey, why not do 1996? I graduated high school in 1995. 96 was my first. That was my first, you know, full year. No school. You know what I mean? I think I might have been going to the community college then, but it was like, you know, we pretty much grown now, but not really. I'm still a teenager, but not really, though. I'm grown. I'm 18. I'm out here voting. We out here drinking, but we not supposed to be drinking, but we out here, you know what I'm saying? We doing our thing. We going to the movies. We ain't got no curfew. 96, man. Now I'm out of here, man. I turned 19 in 1996. You know, I see some of you young busters in here talking about I was 14, I was 6, I was 12. Hush. How about that? How about y'all was hush years old? Let's talk about that, man. Now, on the TV in 1996, on the TV, man, we're taking you back. Third Rock from the Sun, Moesha, Tracy Takes On, The Louis Show, VH1 Storytellers debuted. Muppets Tonight. Boston Common. E! True Hollywood Story began. Nash Bridges. Forensic Files. The Eternal Forensic Files debuted in 1996. Dexter's Laboratory debuted in 96. The Rosie O'Donnell Show. The Daily Show debuted in 1996. Kenan and Kel, The Steve Harvey Show, Seventh Heaven. Malcolm and Eddie, Sparks, Homeboys in Outer Space, The Jamie Foxx Show. The Mighty Ducks animated series, The Superman animated series. They had a Jumanji TV show? That mug got canceled quick, I imagine. I never even knew it existed. Everybody Loves Raymond. Beast Wars, Transformers. Judge Judy debuted in 96. Cosby had a show called Cosby. That was 96. Spin City, Men Behaving Badly, Suddenly Susan, 96. So that's what was on TV at that time. They had a Dangerous Minds TV show, The RuPaul Show. The Crocodile Hunter, Pop-Up Video on VH1. I used to love Pop-Up Video, 96. Let's talk about what movies was cracking in 1996, right? We had movies like Biodome, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, Dunstan Checks In, Eye for an Eye, The Lawnmower Man 2, From Dusk Till Dawn. Once Upon a Time When We Were Colored. Okay. Black Sheep with Chris Farley and David Spade. Dead Man Walking with Sean Penn. The Juror. Broken Arrow with John Travolta and Christian Slater. Happy Gilmore, which is my favorite Adam Sandler movie. Mr. Wrong with Ellen DeGeneres came out. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Mary Riley, which was a box office bomb for Julia Roberts. I remember that. The Birdcage, Fargo. Executive Decision with Kurt Russell, Halle Berry, and Steven Seagal. Girl Six, a Spike Lee joint. I did not like Girl Six, but I remember the beginning, though. I remember the opening scene. But I did not. All Dogs Go to Heaven 2. Sergeant Bilko. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin Lawrence. Primal Fear. Fear with Mark Wahlberg. James and the Giant Peach. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Celtic Pride. The Substitute. I'm going to tell you the top grossing movies of 1996. These are the worldwide highest grossing movies in 96. Number 10, Space Jam. Number 9, Jerry Maguire. Number 8, The Nutty Professor. Number 7, Ransom. Number 6, the live action 101 Dalmatians. Number 5, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Number 4, The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery. Number 3, Mission Impossible. That was the first Mission Impossible. Number 2, Twister, which is how I ended up picking this year. And number 1, with a bullet, number 1 by far, Independence Day. All 96. But let's tap into that music, though, in 96, man. Let's tap into the music that was cracking in 96. Reasonable Doubt by Jay-Z. UGK, Riding Dirty. All Eyes on Me by Tupac. Muddy Waters by Redman. AT Aliens, Outkast. The Score by the Fugees. Hell on Earth by Mobb Deep. It Was Written by Nas. Illadelph Half-Life by The Roots. Stakes Is High by De La Soul. Wrath of the Mav, J. Ruta Damager. The The Machiavelli album also came out in 96. Iron Man by Ghostface Killah came out in 96. Razzcast, his debut solo on Ice. Hardcore by Lil' Kim came out in 96. Bahamadia's debut album came out in 96. The Ill Nana by Foxy Brown came out in 96. The Hall of Game by E-40. Legal Drug Money by the Lost Boys. Yo, this was a stacked year for hip hop. This year was stacked as hell, man. Damn. This year was big stack, man. And this was at the time, you know, I'm buying my own albums now because I'm working at Dairy Queen. I got a job now. I'm buying albums on the strength of one good song. I'm buying the album. On the R&B front, we got The Day by Babyface. We got Maxwell's debut album, Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite. We got Secrets by Tony Braxton. We got Donnell Jones, My Heart. We got One in a Million by Aaliyah. We got Another Level by Blackstreet. We got Home Again by New Edition. We got The Tony Rich Project. We got Genuine, The Bachelor. We got George Michael with Older in 1996. We got 702, the No Doubt album. We got SWV's New Beginning album on the R&B tips. We got 112's debut album. We got a Kenny Lattimore album. We got Mint Condition, Diary of a Band. We got Drew Hill's self-titled debut album in 1996, man. We got Your Secret Love by Luther Vandross. 96 was cracking. We got the Nutty Professor soundtrack. We got Mr. Blackberry Molasses. 96 was cracking. And I'm working. I'm earning money. I'm driving around in the Booger Green 67 Chevy Bel Air. I think I had it at that time. I started out, you know, working at McDonald's, and then I transitioned over to Dairy Queen, and I'm getting high on my own supply. I'm making the blizzards. I'm eating the product. I'm eating the steak fingers. I'm eating the chicken fingers. I'm eating the Texas toast. I'm dipping them in the gravy. You know what I'm saying? 96 was cracking. I skimmed off the top of the Dairy Queen registers to get enough money to buy that AT Aliens album. I did that. A Tribe Called Quest. You know, Beast Rhymes and Life also came out in 1996. It was going down. The Chicago Bulls was killing. The Chicago Bulls was still reigning supreme in 1996. That might be one of the best years of all time. If we want to talk about what's real, if you wasn't old enough to truly encapsulate 1996, you're missing out, man. That's got to be one of the best years smoking. I think, hold on. I think I lost my virginity in 1996. I'm piecing it together right here, right now. I think I lost my virginity in 1996. I think that was the year. It had to be the year. Because in the summer of 95, I wasn't working at Dairy Queen. I wasn't working at Dairy Queen yet. So I lost my virginity in 1996. This, even though my virginity loss was disastrous, even though it was a two-pump shutdown, 96 marked the debut of my penis going in the vagina. Wow. It was a lot going on in 1996. The music was right. My team was winning in basketball. I was getting money. I was getting cheeks, even though I didn't last in them cheeks. Y'all not gonna judge my first time. It was subpar. I know this. I don't need you reminding me. I'm gonna remind myself. Pumps was just lackluster. If I had to movie review my own pumps, I'm giving it one saxophone out of five. And I'm sure if I could interview the woman that I shared the pumps with, she would probably agree. I would like to know how many saxophones. If you're out there, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this podcast right here, right now, you know who you are. I don't even know if you know you took my virginity. Listen, we worked together at Dairy Queen. And we did it at, you know what I'm saying? We was in We was at Nina's house. And she was having a get together, and we went in that room. If you, that's you. You was my virginity lost. I never admitted that I was a virgin. You never knew. That was my first time. That was my debut in any woman. Full steam. Give me a rating on the pumps. Now, you could do the asterisk because it was my first time. You could do the asterisk and be like, well, it was his first time. But you don't have to. But I want the real. I want the real review from you. Because I know from my end, from what I provided, I'm giving it one saxophone. All I did was go in. And then you did the rest because you was on the top. You was on the top and I just took the L. So from your, you did what you had to do. You did your thing. You didn't even have to do much. Well, mind you, you didn't have to do much. You didn't have to do much. You put it in, and from that moment on, I was just like, ugh. So I can't even really say if you was doing your thing or not. It didn't even matter. But I took the L. I took the L, Ron Hubbard. And in essence, you took an L as well because it was subpar. Because the buildup was phenomenal. The buildup to it, phenomenal. That's 4.5 saxophones out of 5. But then when it came down to it, I failed you. And I'm sorry. Especially based on the buildup. Oh, man. And you never gave me a second. You never gave me a second chance. That's the most painful part. I never got a shot at redemption. And I'm still holding on to it because it's funny and it's compelling, but it's real. I never got a second chance. I never got the redemption pumps. And I would like to get the redemption pumps. And now's the best time to strike because I am single. So if you're listening right here, right now, redemption pumps. But I'm going to need that paperwork. I don't even care what you look like right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you fell off. I got to get the redemption. I got to clear my name. Then I'm coming in with years worth of just like, oh, revenge. This is revenge. The revenge pumps. I'm coming in hot. You're not even ready for these. You're not even ready for these pumps, man. You're not ready for the redemption. The Shawshank redemption pumps? You're not. You're not ready. You're not ready to receive. You're not ready to receive these. Cause I've been training since then. I've been training since then. We about to hit 30 years of training. The pumps is different now. The pumps is different now. Watch out. So if you're listening, hit me up. Cause the time is now. You know what I'm saying? The time is now. But I need to see that paperwork. Paperwork needs to be exchanged. You know what I'm saying? It's just straight pumps. We ain't about to rekindle nothing extra. Ain't going to be no extras on the. Let's just make it. Nah, we ain't making it official, man. It's just pure redemption pumps. No strings attached. Just pure revenge. I gotta satirize my name, man. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another session of Verbal Cardio. Shout out to my patron saints up here making the show even bigger and better. I appreciate y'all chiming in, listening, you know, egging me on, input, advice. I love and appreciate y'all. It was something else I wanted to touch on this episode, but I'll save it for next time because, you know, there's no time stamp on that part. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. So next time we reconvene, I hope you're in good spirits. I hope you, you know, hope you had your water. Hope you're hydrated. You know what I'm saying? I hope you feel loved. You feel cared for. You feel valued. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping you're attaining things that you want to attain. I hope you're working towards your goals and all that beautiful stuff. I hope you appreciate the moments. This is what I want y'all to do. This is the challenge I offer anybody listening to this podcast. I want you to be grateful of the moment that you like. Anything that you enjoy. In that moment, I want you to say out loud, you know what? I like this right here. That's one of my strongest suits as a person. Like, if I'm having a good time, I'm going to say it in that moment. Man, this is a good time. Man, this food is good. Man, this is a good movie right here. This is a good moment. Man, I'm feeling this right here. I want y'all to say it out loud to whoever you're having the good time with. I don't even care if you're by yourself. Take it in. Say it. Put that energy out there. Yo, man, I'm having fun. That's one of my strongest qualities is I know how to take that moment in, recognize it, and say it out loud. I was doing that all throughout the wedding trip to Cabo. I'm like, man, this is a good-ass time. I'm glad I came. It was just those moments, man. This watermelon is really good. I want to challenge y'all, man, because a lot of times we just internalize it. We never really speak on it. But I want us to start really being vocal about a moment that we like. It could be the smallest little moment. Say it out loud. Tell your person, your family, your friends, whoever you're with in that moment. Yo, I'm really enjoying this right here. Just say it. Get it out there. Get that energy out there. And you never know. You never know who might have needed to hear that. Like, you're having fun, man. Me too. Or I'm glad you like whatever. Whatever the case may be. I challenge y'all to do that all month long. And then we're going to spill that challenge over in August too. Anyway, man. Love and appreciate y'all. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.